from the Midwest United States Premier Performing Arts Center, welcome to the latest edition of Mansion Magic, bringing you a behind-the-scenes look at all of the new productions and concert events coming to the Mansion Theater for the Performing Arts right here in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Well, now it's time to raise the curtain and see what's happening on Mansion Magic. Okay, welcome. Here we are in the premiere podcast of Mansion Magic, the very first one. They're always special. The very first ones are very special because we are going to take you on a behind-the-scenes tour of the Mansion Theater for the Performing Arts right here in Branson. But for those of you who are just finding out about the Mansion Theater for the Performing Arts, we thought it would be a great idea to have the boss, the main man, the big guy, Larry Wilhite, with us today so that we can talk all about the history of the theater, but also the big news that literally has shaken up this entire area of the Midwest. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Rick. Thank you.
Good, good, good. It is great to have you on the podcast today. And you're the best historian to tell us about the theater because obviously you know it from the beginning all the way through today.
Well, thank you for that. But I, as far as being in the beginning, I was not involved in it, but I know the years and things that it was.
That's what I mean. I mean, historically speaking,
sure,
right?
Yes.
Because you came in somewhere right in the middle, right?
Pretty much. It was built in 1993, and it was the Wayne Newton Theater.
Now, that's pretty cool because there are still, you know, being here in this theater, there are still some amazing historical little fragments of the Wayne Newton era that are still around, including his private suite.
Yes, it was, we call it the condo. and it's been, obviously, from the very beginning, it's gone through some transitions and changes, but it's a beautiful building, and I am just honored and proud to be a part of it now and going on 20 years for me. It went through, Wayne was here. Johnny Cash was here.
Johnny Cash, was he here like in residence?
Yes. Kind of a run of shows and then out and then a run of shows type of situation.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And of course, through the years, we've had numerous artists grace the stage and productions. We've had some shows that we've built ourselves here, Celebrate America, remake of The Promise. We housed Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. We had Peter Pan with Kathy Rigby.
So you had a touch of Broadway earlier.
Yes.
In the history of the theater.
Yes.
And it was always known as, well, it changed its name throughout.
Yeah, it's had several name changes. We've gone from, of course, the Wayne Newton Theater it was Shenandoah South for a brief time. It's gone to the Mansion, Magical Mansion, to Mansion America, and then now to the Mansion.
Okay, so the big news in the last 10 days or so is the fact that now it is known as the Mansion Theater for the Performing Arts. And that's a big, big, big shift because now you're talking about literally bringing an incredible array of talent, productions, domestic and international, to the theater here in Branson that's never happened before.
Yes, you know, even like you said, just in the last 10 days, the name change and in the direction that we're heading has been incredible. I know as we discussed building and starting this, we had in anticipation for 2022, and things have just exploded for us. And I'm excited because we're able to do a lot this year that we've announced. Of course, the Disney Princess, the concert, we made that announcement, and we have some other great announcements coming up.
Now, let's stop there for a second. Okay, you just sort of brushed by something that's really huge because How long has it been? I mean, now, honestly, there has always been a desire for Disney to come to Branson in some way, shape, or form.
Correct. And there's been some that have tried to get a licensed show and bring it in.
But that's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was a production built from here. Right, this what we're bringing in is Disney coming to Branson.
Directly from Disney.
Correct.
Okay, and this literally, this show that's coming here to the Mansion Theater for the Performing Arts is entitled Disney Princess the Concert, which really was born on Broadway just a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Which was called the Disney Princess Party. And now, here it is, getting ready to go on tour, and actually, we're the first stop in the Midwest United States.
Yes. Uh-huh. And I think really in December we're the first stop, and then 2022 it will be touring.
Right. But as it hits the road on December 1st and 2nd, it will be here. And that's a big accomplishment for you personally, isn't it?
Well, you know, over the years I've visited LA, New York, Nashville, and Florida, just trying to get noticed, if you will. And I believe everything's in God's timing.
Amen.
And you know, so we've worked hard. It's almost one of those jokes of, oh wow, you know, 10 or 15 year overnight success.
Exactly. It's never that way though.
Right.
It's never that way.
Yeah. Everybody sees the announcement. They don't see the years behind that.
Now, as far as Disney, that's only the tip of the iceberg on what's happening here, right?
Yes. We're looking forward to a lot of great things in Disney, Broadway. We have a ballet coming in this.
Okay, let's stop on that right there. So you're going to be focusing also on a cultural theatrical experience for folks here as well. And again, I think one of the things I wanted to bring across, Larry, that I've noticed is the fact that this is really a theater now for the entire Midwest region, which covers a large area here, for folks that will be traveling from, my gosh, you name it, to come to the theater as a destination because of productions that they really couldn't see anywhere else unless they drove to some major city.
Correct. And one of the things I think we have that's great to offer is we can be a destination for our show, maybe, but the family that may live in Texas or Louisiana or Oklahoma, our market, if you will, which is the United States, but our core market is in the Midwest. But they can say, oh, wow, let's go see the Disney Princess concert. And we can go to XYZ shows. We can go to Silver Dollar City. We can tour Branson.
Exactly.
We can have a mini vacation or a full vacation around, hopefully, what we're presenting on stage here at the Mansion.
And I think that that's what's exciting to me, too, is the fact that the Mansion Theater now for the performing arts becomes a target destination, that when you come here, you're making plans to not just come for the day.
Correct.
You're coming to see the show, but you will literally spend some great quality time with your family here in Branson, which is astounding anyway.
Yes.
I mean, you look at so much to do in Branson. But now the extra added attraction of having world class let's be honest, Larry.
Yeah.
This is the first time something like this has happened of this level, as far as theatrical production is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can come here and enjoy the entire city, but also take home that memory. That you didn't have to go to New York City. You didn't have to go to Los Angeles. You came to Branson,
right,
to see some major productions.
Well, it's kind of like you're going to see a major production, but we have a lot of added value surrounding it, you know, because of Branson.
And when you think of Disney Princess, the concert coming December 1 and 2, what an incredible Christmas celebration for any family to come here, bring the kids. I mean, actually, it could be Christmas gifts as far as that's concerned.
There's a lot of little princesses. We hope we'll have this as a Christmas gift.
Exactly. Now, let me talk a little bit about the history of the theater as far as musically is concerned, because there is a foundation here at the Mansion Theater for the Performing Arts that is going to continue. And that is where we are looking at some of the greatest country music artists in history that at some points have literally made this place their home, like the Oak Ridge Boys. And they're still going to be here. I mean, in fact, they're going to be here more than ever.
Oh yeah, we're not dropping what has brought us thus far. We will continue with our country artist, our pop artist, Johnny Mathis. As you mentioned, the Oak Ridge Boys. We've been blessed. You know, we've had the great George Jones here, Kenny Rogers, Charlie Daniels, Michael Bolton. You know, we could go on and on and on. Like I mentioned, Johnny Mathis. We've had great comedians here, Jeff Foxworthy, Bob Newhart, and you know, it's well rounded. We just had not had that last piece of Broadway or Disney, which now we have all in our house.
By the way, I noticed when you walked in to do the show today, you brought some more information with you, and when I saw this, I got overwhelmingly excited, because you're the next big show that's coming here for Thanksgiving weekend of all times. I mean, amazing.
Yes.
For the Friday and Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend is a show you're bringing in direct from London, England, right, which is a show that literally sold out every show in London and is celebrating some of the most iconic music in the industry, and that's the music of Simon and Garfunkel, and it's the Simon and Garfunkel story coming to the stage here at the Mansion Theater for the Performing Arts, November 26 and 27. How did you do that?
Well, again, I don't know that I did that. It's a team effort here. We've got a great team, and you know, all the way from Christy to Chris to Carrie to Rick to Jerry. You know, it's everyone has been with me for anywhere from, gosh, 10, 12 years on, and it's kind of all of our dream, you know, and it's all of our gold. And of course, I have to thank Gene Bicknell for allowing us to come thus far and, you know, give us his blessings to pursue and follow everything that we're trying to do.
Talk about the theater for a second. Now, it's one thing to bring in great entertainment. It's another thing to present it properly. And Larry, I take my hat off to you, sir. And to the entire team, because I'll be honest with you, I've been to many, many, many theaters around this country and also outside the country, and I have never been in a theater that is so well produced. And I'm talking about technically, aesthetically, acoustically. It is, when you come, anything I've ever seen here has been absolute pure excellence. And that, and Larry, that, again, that takes great leadership, my friend, and a great team, as you mentioned. Tell us a little bit about the theater itself.
Well, and thank you for that. But it is the team. You know, I have a saying that I had to use on my grandchildren some, is because, you know, everybody wants to talk and everybody has their opinions and things. And I had to tell them, you know, no one likes a know-it-all because no one knows it all.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
And I use that also, you know, you talk about the building. The building, you know, Jerry keeps it in great shape. The sound, the lights, Chris, you know, he is a master at keeping everything together.
And not to interrupt, but you're talking about 3,000 seats.
Yeah, we're talking a big house here. It's not a small little dinner theater. Nothing wrong with dinner theaters.
No.
So don't send your cards and letters. But yeah, our stage is 86 feet by 60 deep. You know, of course we drop it in, mask it off and everything for shows, but that's a large area, the wings, the dressing rooms. But I'm never ashamed to bring anybody backstage because it's always clean as a pen. Everything's in its place, and you know, that's to Chris. And then, you know, also we have a studio downstairs that's one of the best in the area, and it's the same way. Great equipment, great sound, but it's all because of the team. And then of course Christy and Carrie up front, that I couldn't do it without them.
Well, there is one thing I have to say, is that when you walk in the front doors past those giant pillars. Well, first of all, when you pull up to the building and you look outside, you know you're about to enter something special. And you can't say that about a lot of theaters. A lot of theaters are just four walls. And in this case here, it's an experience just to walk in the building. And when you walk in that lobby, Larry, does that go back to Wayne Newton's design?
Well, yes and no. It's a mansion look,
right? You know, exactly,
grand staircase. You know, and it on both sides. You go up two ways, and it's
a little bit like Gone with the Wind.
It is. It is. Yes, it is. But it's one of those things of I believe that people, the show is good from their perception at the front door.
And, exactly what I was trying to say,
and by that I mean, the show is good because of their perception of what they see when they drive up the driveway, when they come in the building. If it is impressive to them, or they feel like they're entering something like wow, you know, the wow factor, then, you know, maybe 80% of our job's done. They go sit in the seats and they see the show. It's great. You know, whereas if they have a bad experience getting to that seat, you're going to have to really work hard to make it a great show.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, what really gets me is that when I go to New York City, or and I've been to probably almost every theater on Broadway at some point or another, when you walk into those iconic theaters, the ones that have been there a long, long time,
right,
and you know, and you look on the walls and you see a poster from My Fair Lady or The Music Man or whatever. But the point is that you feel that energy and that history sort of envelops you. And the same thing here, because when you look at folks like Michael Bolton, Natalie Cole, Kenny G, Debbie Boone, Ronnie Millsap, Rich Little, Vicki Lawrence, I can go down, Jim Belushi, you go down the line, you're going, oh my gosh, they all stood on that stage.
Right.
And here we are celebrating theater. And we're doing it in such a powerful way, but that history really makes a difference.
Well, it does, and like you said, it's kind of iconic to think that, wow, you know, all these artists have been here. And then, of course, the one that they've come to see is the one their ticket's purchased for, and we hope to continue that legacy and that tradition.
So the dream, let's talk about the dream. The dream is for the Mansion Theater for the Performing Arts, which is now positioned as the premier performing arts center for the Midwest United States. So the dream is to bring in more and more and more entertainment from various genres to the theater, so to really offer the Midwest something that maybe in this area they would never have the opportunity to see.
That's correct. And again, it goes back to the destination. It would be kind of foolish for me to think just because we have a big name on stage that people are going to drive from South Texas up here. But with the added addition that we have for that added attraction of our community, Branson, you know, it's a full package. I mean, again, if I were still living in Oklahoma where I was born and raised, and I could see a great show, let's see the Princesses. You know, I could bring my family, my girls could love that, but then also the boys and I on one day could go fishing, you know?
No, exactly. You know? And I think that is the magic, if you want to call it, of Branson.
Right.
Because when you take a look at this city, and especially during the holidays, because if I'm not mistaken, it's known as the Christmas city for the United States of America.
Yeah, we flip the lights on here November the 1st.
November 1.
And it goes through January of Christmas.
But it's a special Christmas. In fact, when I first came to Branson, and I'll never forget this, it was around the holidays. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, let's see, because I've been to a lot of Christmassy places, you know, But when you came here, it was Christmas. It was from the heart, the soul, the adoration parade downtown, which is something I'd never experienced before. I mean, where the whole town comes out and celebrates just the joy of Christmas in a non-commercial manner.
Right.
And I've got to tell you, hats off to Branson. hats off to them for doing that. And then also the fact that as I come up and down Highway 76, known as the Strip here in Branson, you're looking at everything your family could imagine, from restaurants, attractions, now the big aquarium, and all these other attractions up and down, plus theater after theater, show after show. There you can actually, it's an all-encompassing vacation.
Yes.
Built into one.
And may I add, show after show of great talent.
Classic talent.
Yeah.
Classic talent.
So it's Branson is a unique place. And it's one of those places you have to just come experience it.
You know, it's funny. You said to me not long ago, you said that it's an honor for this theater to be located here in Branson. And I see it. I understand it. Because again, now I guess we're looking at a new horizon for Branson.
Yes.
And this is the beginning of it.
Well, everything's changes, you know. The only constant is change.
Yeah.
And so we are trying to change and bring what we feel like the newer, younger generations and families are wanting to see. So that's kind of our goal, is to keep that alive.
Well, I've got to tell you, Larry, I am more excited than I can imagine. Now, going back to the Disney Princess the Concert Show.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's talk about that for just a second. And we will, in subsequent podcast, we'll talk about this. And also, we're going to have some of the stars on the show from this. And this is no little show. I mean, this Disney Princess the Concert is a major platform production for Disney that is going to be traveling all over the United States and around the world, and features the original princesses from some of the great Broadway Disney productions, including Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Cinderella, and of course, the favorite Frozen. And all of those princesses will be on stage with live band, with live music, with incredible multimedia presentation, animation. It's like you're going to be enveloped in a Disney evening. But, I mean, the fact that they're actually coming here and they're coming direct from Broadway to the Mansion Theater for the Performing Arts in Branson, Missouri, Larry, that is a highlight for this town.
It is. It's going to be a great time. My little granddaughters are already so excited. And, of course, I never thought I would ever hear the end of Let It Go.
Yeah, me neither, my grandkids.
They sang that forever, and now it's starting back again. So,
well they're going to be singing it live and in person. And it's funny because I know a lot of the little ones are going to come dressed as their favorite princesses to the concert. That's going to be something in itself.
It's going to be, I hate to say, I love to say this. I just don't want the people to think they were trying to copy too much. But it's going to be a magical night.
It is. It is. Now, there's a lot of surprises you've got in your back pocket that in the weeks to come, we'll be able to share more and more, including more major productions, special events, and, of course, more coming from Broadway and international right here to the theater. And Is that now pretty much the picture that we will be hearing from the Mansion?
Yes. I like the old adage, just stay tuned.
Stay
folks.
Tuned. Exactly. And of course, follow us on social media.
Absolutely.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and you'll get all the updates. And of course, the website, themansiontheater.com, where you can get tickets, updates. Oh, and by the way, love your sneak previews online, where you can actually push the button and see a little sneak peek. And I'm excited because I've been a Simon and Garfunkel fan forever, just like everybody else.
Right.
I mean, but the fact that this show, how in the world would I ever see it? You know, even though it did travel prior to COVID around the United States a little bit, it came directly out of London from the West End, which is their Broadway.
Right.
And it was a show you look at and go, man, I wish I could go see that. And now here they are, and they're coming live, and it's a celebration of Simon and Garfunkel's music. Again, live music. You saw that clip, obviously.
Absolutely,
those guys astounded me.
They, when you listen to them, their inflection, their style, their enunciation of the words, you close your eyes and you think you're listening to the guys. I mean,
and from what I understand from the producer, and we'll be having some of those guys on in the future, is that evening they tell their story.
Right.
They literally narrate the story of their lives right up through the concert in Central Park, which I just got chills telling you that, because, man, I can't fathom sitting in the audience here at the Mansion Theater and those two guys on stage, all the video projection behind them, and then they're singing those songs just as it happened in Central Park with Simon and Garfunkel, and you literally are transported there.
Yes.
And it's coming here November 26th and 27th exclusively.
A great Thanksgiving weekend.
Man, oh man, that is pretty exciting. So, Larry, is this a dream come true for you?
Yes, it really is. I have to stop and realize that it's really happening, because, you know, as we discussed, you work hard, you continue, and sometimes, hey, you have to admit, we're human. It's kind of like, okay, is this worth it? Is it ever going to happen? And, you know, again, it's all in God's timing, and I really believe that we finally maybe hit the top, and hopefully we'll stay here for a while.
I'm excited about this. Larry Wilhite, the big man, the boss?
No, we're all in this together.
Yeah, but somebody's got to lead the pack, my friend. So we'll just call you the general. Okay. How's that sound?
That's okay. Fine.
All right, General Larry Wilhite. Anyway, folks, it is an exciting time. We invite you to join us on a continuing basis here on the Mansion Magic podcast, because we're going to bring you sneak peeks, behind-the-scenes stories. You're going to meet some of the stars in advance before they get here. And in addition to that, you may even hear some things that you won't hear anywhere else. So be sure to tune in, share the podcast, check us out at themansiontheater.com. That's themansiontheater, theatre.com. And of course, check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and follow us, share us, tweet us, do whatever you need to do, and get the word out there, because there is a lot more to come. So thank you for joining us for this premiere podcast of Mansion Magic, coming from the Mansion Theater for the Performing Arts. And as we bring the curtain down on this particular program, stand by. There's more to come.